By the time I first met Penny, Helen had dropped out of her course, landed onto the night shift, and we were into our slump. I'd always known deep down that Helen sometimes fucked other people. When I rumbled her and we fell out, she said that she would try not to do it again, if she could, and she was very sorry that I was so sad. But there was this subtext that I was perhaps making a bit of a fuss about her simply being very nice to interesting and attractive people she met in nightclubs. It was the day after our grim summit that I started falling over. The first time was on a patch of grease out the back of an Indian restaurant. Then I walked into a lamppost and went over. The next time, it just happened for almost no reason in the dark hallway that led to our internal front door. I began to feel a certain amount of respect for all the people I saw managing to stay upright all day. What skill, what judgment, to balance on just two legs. The worst one, the last big fall, came as I was fingering the gritty residue at the bottom of the pockets of my ex-army greatcoat. I was outside the Whitworth Gallery on my way to the building site, thinking unhappy Helen thoughts, hoping in my despondency I might look a little like Ian Curtis, when I changed step to dodge an actual physical banana skin and hit some December black ice. I went over splat flat and my palms went slap smack onto the pavement. There's probably nothing as funny as an apparently confident young man in an oversized coat hitting the deck hard. That's definitely what quite a few school kids and students nearby seemed to think. My teeth crunched, bottom set hard into top, and my arm throbbed as I lay there, wanting to cry. Making it up onto all fours, I did wonder if I might not give up walking altogether as simply too ambitious a form of locomotion. There is a hospital right across the road from where I fell, but instead of feeling fortuitous, that was additionally insulting, like everyone but me knew I was going to go down. Hitting the button for the Pelican Crossing, my arm revealed itself to be newly rubbery. I couldn't get purchase to press in the infinite walls of the cold, concave stainless steel button. I had to ask an old woman to do it for me. So that was how I met Von, and a few weeks later, his older sister. The night I met Penny, Von warned me gravely that she was probably coming round, like she was some downer, an intellect who might x-ray us all and find us wanting. But when she came in, pecking around at things, tall, as if like a wading bird her knees might bend backwards, and sat next to me on the settee, I breathed in her showered smell and my back tingled. It took me a while to get it straight that this tall, beautiful black woman was the younger white boy's sister. I rolled my next joint tight with love, crumbled in extra bonus flakes of the soft hash that expanded as you scorched it, licked the Rizzler with a dry tongue just wet enough on the tip to stick it, and got ready to pass it from my lips to hers like a kiss.